More than 200 protesters in Syracuse called on Senator Chuck Schumer yesterday to reject President Donald Trump's cabinet picks. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some Central New York Republicans say the president's choices are fulfilling the promises he made on the campaign trail.
Protesters like Jessica Trainum of Scriba braved another snowy and windy day in Syracuse at the federal building to make their voices heard.
I came out here because Trump has picked a cabinet of horrors. They're people with a track record of standing against everything that these different branches are supposed to be for.
President Trump won the election, and he should have folks being able to serve in the capacity in the different agency that support his thinking.
Onondaga County Republican Chairman Tom Daty says it has been an exciting 2 weeks, and he is pleased with the president's picks and early decisions.
The elections have consequences. I think President Obama said that once early on in his administration, and to the winner goes being able to pick the cabinet picks.
Time to save the EPA.
Many protesters, like Richard Mosen of Manlius, are concerned with Trump's stance on the environment and his pick to head the Environmental Protection Agency.
The administration is totally tone deaf as far as the climate change issues, and that's a really important one.
Daty says there is plenty of time for more debate and discussion on the climate.
I think President Trump's focus right now is trying to get the economy straightened around so that we can have job creation, so we can have good-paying jobs in central and upstate New York.
Protesters say the one good thing Trump has done is mobilize them to become more involved. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.